Well, howdy guys, I'm going to go back in time. Well, I'm a pretty old guy and I remember clubs, and we called them discos. And so what has this all-empowered femons and feminism done for femons? Well, let's look back in time in my day, when I was a young man. What did femons have to do for a dating scene? Well, they had to do their hair, put some makeup on, and get a nice dress with matching shoes, and then just go to the club or disco. Usually they didn't have to pay to get in, but the males did. And as we know, a lot of femons are quite lazy. What did they do to get a date? Well, as I said, they did their hair, put makeup on, a new dress, some shoes, and they just stood there. And they would get loads of drinks bought for them and suitors coming over all the time. And a lot of them don't even have to work at their looks either, because nature's given them what they've got for free, and all they do is enhance it. Or they may take a break and get their handbags on the middle of the dance floor and dance around them. But that's about all femons had to do. They could get a free drink from a guy they don't really like, and then at the end of the evening she could just tell him to bugger off. But nowadays guys aren't even coming over. Why would they pay for a girl's drink so she can badmouth him and just shame him for being a man? Well, the femons now are covered in tattoos with probably a nose ring and look more like a Christmas tree than a femon. Have you noticed that feminism only wants equality in certain areas? They still want males to pay for the date. And generally with the price of things nowadays, it'd have been cheaper to get a femon of the night. And the male would have got laid as well. Because let's be honest, guys, what are femons selling? They're one-trick ponies. They're selling sex. That's all they've ever sold. And a lot of older femons have realized that feminism haven't made femons more empowered. It's made males more empowered. Because males have a choice now. And they choose not to participate in the scams that's called dating. And men have also realized the femons aren't looking for love or somebody to share their life with. They're looking for a benefactor. You know, of all the marriages I've seen throughout my life, I think I've seen two where the femon shows the husband respect and caring. All the other ones, all she does is run him down. I mean, he was useless when she met him, and he's still useless. Femons over the years have blamed males for absolutely everything. And of course, they're blaming males for the situation they're in today. And as they don't take any accountability or responsibility, they're never going to really accept that the problem is them. It's always been them. Feminism has actually freed males. They've decided to stay away from the lies, the deceit, the scams, and the complete BS of femons today. To be honest, they were full of BS before, but no guy really listened to them. There's far more cat ladies today than there ever was, and that number's only going to increase. Males have walked away from the plantation, and they're not coming back. Femons have actually lost the battle, and they don't even know it. And here's a message to all you guys that have walked away. Sing it, Roger.